Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. Get this money, man. The fuck you gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
What's up everybody? Welcome to the Feeling Leroy Judgmental Podcast, and I'm Leroy. Real quick, we did a little episode last week. We were drafting for fantasy football, and Phil told his story about his playing Rob from Hell going to his vacation. So I just had got on real quick to tell you that there's like buzzing in the background. It's not our equipment. It's we were in the basement, and the air compressor was in the back, so you hear the buzzing from the air compression. So enjoy this little episode, everybody. Thank you for listening, and here we go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Feeling Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Phil back on here.
And I'm Leroy. So what's going on, Phil? This is our first podcast together in like, what, how long?
A couple weeks.
No, together, like in the same room with each other.
Oh, shit. Months? I like it better this way than...
Wow, what's the difference?
It just sounds clearer. You can just bullshit more because the person's right there with you.
So, we out here in the Northeast doing our annual fantasy football draft, and Philip got to be on a barbecue. Oh, so you don't have to barbecue no more because you already...
The young boy just came down and started. What I did was... Why voice sound like that?
Because the volume was high. But go ahead, keep talking. We can finish it. We can
close it. Yeah, they put me on the grill as soon as I got here. I'm like, what the hell? So here Danny got the grill. First of all, I don't fuck with propane grills. There's a propane on one side. The heat is blasting fire high as shit, and he just piles up all the chicken. Big ass fucking Flintstone drumsticks right on top of it. So of course, you know, the ones on the bottom is getting black before they get cooked, and then the ones on the top is raw. So I'm like, what the hell is he doing? So I'm out there trying to spread them away from the flame and flip them so I can flip them. Same with the wings.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your expertise and your culinary skills. So give a shout out to your, don't say the lady's name, who listened to our podcast on your suggestion and she liked it.
Yeah, she listened to like the first, I want to say, two or three episodes. She said she liked it, and she was commenting on one of them, but... I was like busy at work, so I was like, all right, that's cool, just leave a comment.
She left a comment on where?
No, she didn't, I told her to.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, shout out to her, and I really don't have really much to talk about. Well, I got stuff to talk about to you, but it's best that we have to order computers so we can do the the viral videos and all that stuff.
We didn't talk about my flight from hell, did you?
No.
I can tell you about that. So we left out the house at 3:30 in the morning to catch a 6:30 flight from the airport. Because you know they tell you to be there a couple hours early.
Right.
We get up there and get all the way to D terminal. They switch the gate on us. So then we had to go to C. So that's all the way up. So we were all the way up the other end. We get all the way up there, get on the flight. We're like, all right, we about to roll. As soon as we get on the flight and they get loaded up, everything's smooth. They pull out the flight pull out like he's ready to get on the runway, and then he say, we have a problem with one of the engine valves, we're gonna have to pull back in and let maintenance look at it, shouldn't take long. We pull back in, maintenance is looking at it. We sat there for a good half an hour or so. He said, it's not the engine valve, it's the engine ain't starting.
What number are you, Roy?
Four.
I got seven and the girl got eight.
You're seven here?
I got seven.
Seven on this one, right?
Yes. And the girl got eight.
Go ahead.
And so we pulled back in. We had to deboard. Now, take in mind, our flight was supposed to leave at 6:30. They talking about they don't know when this flight is going to be ready. They're giving us all type of food vouchers and all this stuff. We was like, oh shit, this is going to be a while. We got to connect the flight in Atlanta. We got to go. So we explained it to one of the girls that worked there. So she's like, well, I'm gonna put y'all on the next flight whenever it get fixed. But I can also try to squeeze y'all in on American Airlines. But you have to go all the way over to their turn, you know what I mean? And that's a straight flight to the Bahamas. Only problem is, they don't leave till like 12:30. I'm like, well shit, we've been at the airport all fucking morning. I'm running around the airport buying bullshit. I just spent an extra $100 just being in the airport.
On what?
I bought a neck pillow. I bought fucking breakfast and lunch. Like all this shit I was just buying that I didn't need, you know what I mean?
I just got the first picture.
So then, We finally board the plane. We ready to roll. We get on the runway. He said there's a storm coming in. We gotta let the storm pass before we can take off. I'm like, oh, here we go. Now we supposed to got to the Bahamas at 12 o'clock. We just now leaving Philly at 12:30. Now we're on the runway and gotta wait till the storm pass. We didn't get to the Bahamas until almost 5 o'clock. Isn't that crazy?
So how was the vacation other than the plane ride?
The plane was shitty. The vacation was cool, but I feel like we got jipped. Because this is like a expensive fancy hotel, adults only, all inclusive, and they said they got 12 restaurants.
Pause. What does adults only mean when it comes to
new kids?
Okay, so what's going on there?
There's alcohol everywhere. You ain't got to ask for it. If you ask for a drink, you got to tell them non-alcohol. They're going to put it in there. Oh. Like you know, the beach drinks, like the smoothies and what you call them, margaritas and all that stuff. They just put alcohol. And they put so much alcohol in there. But it's no kids. So you might catch, like I was walking to the room and the girl had her curtains open. And I seen her whole ass just like walking in her suite or whatever. You know what I mean? And then Shay said the same thing. She said she saw some girls in their room. They was naked over there. So. Even though it was adult, and it was a girl on the beach, she ain't had no top on. You know what I mean? But I guess like those only do what you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then they had the best part of to me was the private island, because you can leave the resort. They had like the party pool with the DJ and all the events that's going on, and they had like all the restaurants and bars there. But if you get on a it's like a little ferry. It'll take you to a private island. On a private island, they got a pool. They got both sides of the beach is clear water, pretty as shit. And a lot of the stuff that you have to pay for on the beach, you don't have to pay for on a private island. Like the cabanas, they got the beds on the beach, they got all this shit that you don't have to pay for. You just get over there and it's yours, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I liked it over there. Plus they had jerk chicken over there, and they had other little shit they didn't have on the other island, you know what I mean?
So in other words, the resort is like more of like a tourist thing. But the private island is more like a local thing if they got jerk chicken.
Well, it was jerk chicken, but everybody there is tourists. Like, so you might see somebody making food at the breakfast on the regular island, and then you go to private island, you see her over there making drinks or making food over there. Like, then I see you over there, yeah, they shipped me over here. You know what I mean? Like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It was cool, though. The resort was cool. I felt like it was a lot of old people there. and you know they don't give a shit about their bodies, so they wearing all like dudes walking in Speedos and women that's got fucked up bodies wearing two pieces. Like usually you think a big girl be wearing a one piece, you know what I mean, with a cover up to cover all this. No, it was all type of pancakes and shit just everywhere, you know what I mean. And Shay was scared to like pull her cover up off. I'm like, you're an adults only resort, mostly old people here, take that thing off and get in the water. She was all scared, but she finally did, you know what I mean.
Now, did you get off the resort, or you just...
No, we stayed. But people was telling us, like, we should leave the resort because there's a cab that you can catch or a bus right outside the resort, take you right downtown, and they have, like, a little shopping district. And a lot of people was doing that, but I think Shay probably was still iffy about leaving. You know how girls are. They scared to leave. I was with it. I was like, we can go. The boy said he'd been up and down there all the time, and he said it's safe. There's nothing to worry about. You know what I mean? Because I think in the Bahamas, in that area, everything is tourists. Right. So even when you go to the market downtown, like... People that's buying stuff is the tourists, you know what I mean? So ain't nothing happening over there.
Right.
But she didn't want to go. I think she was a little scared. It was cool. The first day, I got burnt up, sunburned and shit. And then after that, I started putting sunblock on, but I guess the damage was done. So when I came home, I had like the black ass forehead. Then I got the glasses where you wear glasses at. That's all bright. Then my nose real black. My shoulders was peeling. And she like, well, you should put some sunblock on. I'm like, you ain't even peeling and doing all this.
Yeah.
Every other vacation we went on in the sun, I ain't never had to worry about it. Now all of a sudden I'm getting treated like a white boy.
So was it that hot, or was it like bothering you, the heat?
Well, I was in the water most of the time. Like, I didn't really, we got in a pool maybe once, but every day I wanted to get in the ocean. You know what I mean? Because that ocean water was like clear. I'm chasing fish. It's like cool. It ain't cool, but it's cool. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, you're like, oh, it's cool. You got to tighten your back up and you got to get your body used to it. It was none of that. You could just go right in and it's like perfect. Right. So that's where I was at. Mm-hmm. And it was hot. I think Shay said every day it was like over 100. Mm-hmm. But I had like my glasses and my hat, you know what I mean? So I was chilling. But I still just got cooked. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
So you said that it was too old. It was too many old people on the resort. So it wasn't nothing for you to stare at, huh?
Oh, it was a lot. It was a lot. I mean, you saw a couple ratchet Jones that came there that was like with all their shit hanging out. He's like, girl, you need to be home taking care of them kids.
You right. Know what I mean? So you act like you don't see it. That's how you play it. Like, you don't see it.
Why would I act like I don't see it?
Because your wife is there.
No, I'll be like, look at this girl. Why she wearing that? You know what I mean? Yeah. I ain't got to be one of them suckers that got to turn my face and act like I don't see shit.
Oh, yeah. See, a whole lot of people do that.
Yeah, they suckers. Yeah. Like, yeah, you was born with eyes. We're not supposed to be blind because an attractive lady walk past or something fucked up walk past. I'm going to say something.
Yes.
I'm not going to say, whoa, that girl got a big old butt. You know what I mean? In front of my girl. You know what I mean?
Well, our draft is supposed to start in 2 minutes, so we're going to put a pause and come back later. I doubt if it starts in 2 minutes, but...
Bullshit.
Yeah, the food, smells, all night. The food smells good, too, by the way.
Chicken?
Yeah, it smells good, too.
You want to taste it?
No. All right, we'll be back.
All right.
Well, all right, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for all the guests that showed up. This year's fantasy football draft. What do you think about your draft, Philip, and all the guests that showed up here?
A lot of hungry motherfuckers. weren't worrying about no podcast. They was trying to eat.
Right.
That's cool. I think my team is solid. I think we are. The offense, the defense might be a little shaky.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. We'll see.
Right. Well, we out, everybody. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the_judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. Alright, Phil.
Alright, man. Peace out.
My love, who not my Facebook. Comments on my photos, that's why I stay on the low low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, whoa, whoa, hold the phone.